The last thing I want to do, she thought, is add to his burdens. Of course, Master Yoda, she said, and stood. The royal yacht's one of the fastest ships on Coruscant, and it's ready to fly at a moment's notice. At top speed, the clones and I will be there before Bail and Master Kenobi know it. Do you have the coordinates? Yoda took a data crystal from his pocket and held it out.
Plotted on here, the fastest course is, Senator. Follow it, and avoid trouble with the Separatists you will. Also on it are life-signed signatures for Master Kenobi and Senator Organa. Easy will that make finding them, I think. The clone troops I will send at once to your private spaceport.
Anakin was wary of this ancient Jedi. For herself, she often found him obscure and aloof. But she had the knack of reading people. And in his eyes now, she saw such worry. After what she'd seen in the cavern on Geonosis, she knew Obi-Wan held a special place in his heart, though doubtless he'd deny it until he drew his last breath. The Jedi and their disdain for attachment. Master Yoda, she said, taking the data crystal, I will bring Obi-Wan home to you safe and well. On that, you have my solemn word. To her surprise, he took her hand in his and held it.
Thank you, Padme. Upon me you must call if ever a service for you I can perform.
If he knew how she and Anakin were deceiving him, he wouldn't be grateful. He'd be furious. Somehow she managed a smile.
I'll remember that, Master Yoda.
After he left, she got C-3PO to warn the spaceport to expect her and the clone detachment while she dragged on a flight suit, tossed some spare clothes in one bag, and stuffed another full of official data pads, then sent a time-delayed message to her Senate office, logging a personal business absence. 3PO was hovering anxiously by the apartment's front door.
Oh dear, m'lady, I'm afraid this sounds very dangerous. I do hope they're all right. I hope you'll be all right. Wild space. This whole business sounds most alarming.
Chances were that alarming was only the beginning.
Obi-Wan, Bail, what have you been up to?
But there was no point encouraging the droid to fuss.
I'll be fine, 3PO. You heard Master Yoda. I'll have clone troops watching my back every minute I'm gone.
She patted his golden shoulder.
You take care of things here, and I'll see you again when I return, all right?
Oh, yes, yes, m'lady. Don't you worry about a thing.
He might as well have told her not to breathe.
No,
she said, hefted her travel bags, and took her apartment complex's Swift Tube to the parking bay and her private speeder.